going one. One out. The 0-1 from Simmons. A curveball upstairs out of the zone. 1-1. So Carlson sent Conniff and Olive home on a two-run RBI. We hit through the second base gap. The 1-1 outside. 2-1. Simmons plays for North Carolina in the ACC. They're at an elite program. Simmons sets, looks back towards second, and then the pitch, 2-1, outside edge, 4-2. 2-2. One out. Two balls and two strikes. Two runners on for the Rafters. And Logan Hugo finds something. 2-2. Curveball across the plate for the third strike. So Hugo went down looking. And two down for the Mallards as we return to the top of the order. Brandon Rogers will come set. Rogers got a base hit on his last at-bat, but struck out and flew out on his previous two. Foul tips one out on the right side into the netting, 0-1. No balls and a strike. Rogers comes set, the 0-1, way inside a check swing, and did he go, and he did. And umpire Sean McKinney pointing to the first base umpire. First base umpire had a better look at it. But now down in the count, 0-2. Two outs here. The 0-2, and the check swing, and he went again for the third strike. So three straight strikes for Brandon Rogers, but the Rafters get two runs of their own. They cut into the lead 7-3 as we head to the top of the seventh inning.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows level off around 58 tonight under partly cloudy skies, southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 82. Slight chance for scattered storms again. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 58. Mainly cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 83.
The Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tease at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
We return to the top of the seventh inning as Anthony Benetti making his first appearance on the mound for the Rafters. So Ryan Kaiser's day is done. So out of Barry University, the rising senior from Tampa, Florida, will make his appearance. So Benetti in his first action here in the Northwoods League for the Rafters. So he arrived basically this morning. And now his duties are being called upon. So Corbin Dickerson, who had a home run today, a solo shot, flew out, and he also had a double as well. So Benetti here in the top of the seventh. Raptors have been out hit 11-6. They're down 7-3. And foul tipped on the third base line. No balls and a strike. Benetti, a right-hander on Dickerson. The 0-1, outside edge, 1-1. Mallards have been impressive. They've had 11 hits. They had 6 runs in the top of the third. Really put a hurting on the Raptors. The 1-1 went after it for the second strike on the outside edge was Dickerson. So 1 ball and 2 strikes here, top 7. Raptors looking to make a comeback. Got 2-1 answer, the 7-3 curveball outside of the zone, 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Benetti, the knee-high pitch, the 2-2 outside for the third ball. So full count here for Dickerson leading off in the top of the seventh. Benetti comes set. The full count delivery across the plate for strike 3. Got caught looking. So Anthony Benetti comes in and records his first strikeout. So now the first baseman, Jake Goolsbee, was 1-for-3 today. And Goolsbee, the left-hander, batting a .280 with 7 hits and 3 RBIs before today. So Benetti gets a strike on the outside zone, 0-1. Benetti arrived this morning, and a guy that is being called upon here late in this game, the 0-1, down low. Duffy dropped it, a ball and a strike with 1 out. Raptors had a really tough top of the third inning. If it wasn't for that, they'd be leading right now as swinging a ball foul tipped out on the left side. 1-2. A ball and two strikes. Benetti comes set wearing number 23. 1 out. The 1-2. Outside edge, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Benetti, the 2-2, throws it down low, comes in as a ball. So 3 balls and 2 strikes here with a full count with 1 out. He had a full count on his last appearance with Corbin Dickerson. Here it goes once again, the full count. Swinging a shallow ground ball over to the shortstop, Chris Conniff, who fields it and throws it over to first to Jack Passier for the second out. So the Raptors get 2 outs here as we head to Canyon Brown. Canyon Brown, the catcher, who grounded out, had an RBI base hit, and also walked today. Brown sees a strike across the plate, 0-1. No balls and a strike with 2 outs. The 0-1. Swing and a ground ball over to the third baseman and Kyle Carlson. The throw across his body over to Basir, but Basir jumped off the bag, wasn't able to make the tag, so Brown is going to take first. And Raptor fans letting the umpire know at Kirk Schreider coming out of his dugout. And wanting a word with it, wondering why he didn't get out. Raptor fans wondering the same thing. Saying Basir turned around and tagged him. Kirk Schreider can't believe it. Neither can the Raptors faithful. So Brown will take first. Schreider wants another word with the umpire crew. He can't believe. Not happy. So they're believing that Carlson fielded a ground ball, threw it across his body to Basir. Basir jumped off the bag, but it looks like he might have turned around and tagged him before. But the umpire crew now getting together right in the infield, having a word with each other. So he's out. So they make the review that Basir did get him for the third out as we head to the bottom of the seventh inning. The Raptors down 7-3. We'll be back in a moment.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
So bottom of the seventh inning, Raptors trail 7-3. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM. So it's going to have to be a rally for the Raptors. They got 2 runs in the bottom of the sixth. Now here in the bottom of the seventh, looking for a similar inning as Simmons on Ty Johnson, who's leading off for the Raptors as he sees a strike across the plate. Ty Johnson, well, he's grounded out in his first 2 plate appearances and then was walked in his third at-bat. So he has not recorded a hit today, and a guy that's batted 321 before today as he foul tips one out on the left side and hits the top of the bleachers, bounces back in foul territory. So Johnson's down in the count 0-2. The Raptors have been out hit 11-6. They scored a run in the bottom of the second, gave up a run in the top of the second, but swing and a miss, strike three as Johnson went after it upstairs, but got called swinging. So Johnson goes down. And Jack Basir, who grounded out in his first 2 at-bats, struck out in his third, is now up. Raptors gave up a run in the top of the second. They answered with a run in the bottom half of that inning. But the big difference in this game, they gave up 6 runs in the top of the third as first pitch from Simmons outside for a ball. So they were up 7-1. As we went to the bottom of the sixth, where they were able to get 2 runs back, but it's 7-3. Other than that, it's been zeros on the board for both teams as a ball and a strike here for Basir. One out. Bottom seven. The 1-1. Curveball in the zone for the second strike, 1-2. As Jack Basir playing third first today, as he sees a strike, and the third strike got caught looking for the second out. So two straight strikeouts in this inning for Will Simmons. So Chris Conniff, who was walked, had a double, and the only Rafter to score across the plate today. Excuse me, the only Rafter to score in the second inning. The first one to score, so down in the count 0-1, sees the strike. No balls and a strike with two outs. Your bottom seven. Mallard's 11 hits to the Rafters, six, as the second strike is true for Will Simmons as he's up in the count 0-2. Off-speed pitch of 78 miles per hour. Simmons comes set and delivers the 0-2 upside in the right part of the zone for a ball. Ball and two strikes. Two outs. The 1-2. Swing and a shallow ball popped up out on the right side into the glove of Corbin Dickerson. So the Mallards go three up and three down as we head to the top of the eighth. Mallard 7, Rafters 3. We'll be back in a moment.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
So top of the eighth inning, a new pitcher for the Rafters as Anthony Benedetti's day has slowly been done. Johnny Antrovitz will set in, the rising redshirt senior out of Notre Dame College, Ashtabula, Ohio native. He has had two games so far with two innings pitched, so he hasn't had a ton of innings pitched. He's allowed one hit but has acquired four strikeouts on seven batters faced, so he's had a good percentage when it comes to the strikeouts to batters faced. So Antrovitz, number 25, will take the mound here in the top of the eighth. As Mikey Kluska, the shortstop, a right-handed batter, will step in on Antrovitz. So Kluska, Gupton, and Holcroft are due up for the Mallards. 7-3, Mallards lead, top eight. First pitch from Antrovitz is a strike across the plate. That's a curveball. He has a wicked curveball, Antrovitz does. This is a guy that we'd like to have see more action because only seven batters face. He's had four strikeouts. The 0-1 downstairs in the dirt. One ball and one strike. So Kluska, he's 0-3 today. He struck out and grounded out in his last two plate appearances, the one ball, one strike, swing and a ball, a jam shot into Shallow center. That's going to drop before Ty Johnson can get there. So Kluska will take first. He records his first base hit of the day. So Michael Gupton had an RBI, a base hit, and he's also grounded out. He's 2-for-3 today, the NC State product from Raleigh, North Carolina, seeing his first game today. Antrovist throws a ball inside out of the zone. 1-0 So Kluska's on first. The Mallards lead 7-3, and they've had 12 hits compared to the Rafters' 6. Antrovist checks over to first to Basir. And Kluska side safe. The 1-0. Down low, that goes behind Duffy. A wild pitch and an easy steal for Mikey Kluska. So he'll take second. Antrovitz down on the count, 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. With no outs, the 2-0. A curveball outside of the zone. So 3 balls and no strikes. Duffy having a word with Antrovitz. And telling Johnny Antrovitz. He previously attended Mercyhurst University and went Lakeside High School. In Ohio, he played baseball, basketball, and football. Quite the multi-sport athlete. He's way down in the count. The 3-0 from Antrovitz across the plate for a strike. 3-1. Rafters, been a tough day for Wisconsin Rapids. Swing and a miss. Gupton went after it. Got caught swinging. So now this goes to a full count with 3-2. Rafters have not committed an error in the field. Their pitching has been in question as yesterday was on fire. So the full count delivery across the plate for the third strike. So Antrovitz fights back in the count, gets 3 straight strikes as he sends Gupton down looking. And we return to the top of the order as Jake Holcroft, who's 2-for-3 today with a walk. So Kluska stands at second with 1 down here on the top of the 8th. Rafters 2 away, first pitch down low. That goes behind Duffy, a wild pitch, and that's going to advance Kluska to third. So 2 wild pitches, which has allowed the green light for Kluska to take second and then to take third. So the infield getting closer. The play's at the plate, the 1-0 way outside. 2 balls and no strikes. 1 out here on the top of the 8th. The 2-0 downstairs in the dirt once again from Antrovitz. And that's 3 straight balls. Here on Jake Holcroft, the University of Portland product out of Upland, California. The 1 out. Antrovitz sets the 3-0. Swing and a miss upstairs. It's back in this count, 3-1. He was on the last batter on Gupton. It was also a 3-0 count, and he got 3 straight strikes. Even this count to get that out. So hopefully do a little bit similar this time. The 3-1 from Antrovitz downstairs, and that's going to be ball number 4. So Holcroft will take first. Kluska remains at third, and the Mallards threatening once again. That's a second walk and back-to-back walks from Holcroft. His plate discipline has been excellent. Now putting up the third baseman in Keenan Taylor. He was 1-for-4 today with a base hit on his second at-bat. One out here. Antrovitz delivers down low in the dirt. For a ball. Jake Holcroft, big leadoff at first. Mikey Kluska, the shortstop, remains at third. And Antrovitz checks back over to Basir at first. And Holcroft slides safe. One out. The 1-0, a curve inside zone for a strike, 1-1. One out. And the Rafters not allow any more runs. Ball way upstairs. High outside of the zone, 2-1. Antrovitz sets and deals the 2-1, and wow, that was a swing and a miss, and breaking the bat, or releasing the bat, was Keenan Taylor. So a strike happened, Keenan Taylor let go of the bat as he swung on, that bat flew towards the dugout, so he's grabbing a new bat, faces a 2-2 count. Not too often you see that in baseball, especially in the Northwoods League, somebody releasing the bat as they swing. One out. Two balls and two strikes. And the Rafters withhold the Mallards' run as ball came in low for the third ball. So three balls and two strikes with one out. Antrovitz has struggled here in the top of the eighth. At a Notre Dame College Division III program in Ohio. As swing and a drive out into center field, and Ty Johnson, who makes the catch at center field. Tagging up is Kluska and getting home for the eighth run. Mallards up 8-3 in the top of the eighth. So two down for the Rafters. Kluska gets home. This is going to put up Jackson Chatterton, who got a double in the first inning, walked his third at-bat. He struck out, and he's also flown out today as a steal attempt. And Duffy throws it down on the ground. And getting to second was Holcroft. So Holcroft takes second, two outs here, and one ball and no strikes here in the top of the eighth. Mallards get their first run since the top of the third, where they acquired six. They're up 8-3. Answer, it sets the 1-0, and a strike, one ball and a strike, with two outs. Answer, it sets and deals the 1-1, comes in inside for a second strike, a curveball, 1-2. Holcroft, a big leadoff at second. Antrovitz looking for that third strike to get out of this inning. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs for the third strike. So the Mallards get a run of their own as they're up 8-3 as we head to the home after the inning here 8th.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Everyday people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petucation June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
To the bottom of the eighth, we go here at Witter Field. Mallards extended their lead with a run of their own. At the top of the eighth, they're up 8-3. They've out-hit the Raptors 12-6 as a pitching change is true for Madison. They're going with Will Morris, the 6'5 product at University of North Alabama. A rising junior from Plainfield, Illinois, will take the mound for the Mallards. First pitch down in the dirt as he'll face Matt Olive. Matt Olive, one ball and no strikes. As he was walked, had a base hit, and struck out today as a swing and a ball hit foul back in the dugout. 1-1. The 1-1, swing and a ball driven out to deep left center. That ball is gone. A solo shot from Matt Olive. And the Raptors get a run of their own and cut it to 8-4. A home run for Matt. And his first of the season, his first home run, and an 8-4 game. That's a way to lead off here on the bottom of the eighth. So they needed that to get the energy up, but they're still down 4 runs. That's a good way to derail the confidence of the Mallards pitcher. Soon as that ball left the bat, he had the feeling that was going to be gone as Morris throws it upstairs for a ball. So one ball and no strikes. One oh. Outside for the second ball. So a solo shot from Olive as Morris is down in the count 2-0 here on Shane Taylor, the left-hander. The 2-0 from Morris across the plate for a strike, 2-1. Two balls, a strike, the 2-1. Upstairs, out of the zone for the third ball. So, 3-1. Solo shot from Olive. And the Raptors get back the 3-1. Outside for a strike. Three balls and two strikes. Inside. for ball number four. So Taylor will take home. Taylor will take first. That's going to have Kyle Carlson up. So perhaps a rally can happen for the Rafters. They're down four runs here. But a solo shot from Olive. Cut it to four. As Kyle Carlson sees a strike across the plate. 0-1. The 0-1. Swinging a ground ball on the third baseline out in foul territory. So no balls and two strikes, no outs. You're in the bottom of the eighth. Rafters have been out hit 12-7. And Carlson went after it. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So Carlson goes down swinging. So Alex Duffy will step in. He's 1-for-3 today. Got a base hit on his first at bat, but has struck out and flown out since. So he's a guy that is a prolific hitter. He's batting a 200, but he had his first hit on his first at-bat against Fond du Lac in the first game. So he's a guy that can make contact. Every time he's gotten out, he has made some contact with the ball as he sees a ball across the plate, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. The 2-0 inside for a strike, 2-1. The 2-1. Inside for the second strike, 2-2. The 2-2. Down low. Out of the zone. Three balls and two strikes with one out here. Bottom of the eighth. The full count. And strike three. Two outs for the Mallards. Duffy got caught looking. As Logan Hugo, who's 1-for-3 today, had a base hit and struck out his other two plate appearances. So two outs here, bottom eight. Mallards lead 8-4. First pitch, swinging a foul, ball hit backside. So no balls and a strike. Two outs. Rafters gave up six runs in the top of the third with two home runs. That really hurt them. As a wild pitch goes behind the catcher in Canyon Brown, that makes way for Shane Taylor to take second. A ball and a strike, two outs. The 1-1, swing and a drive into center field. Running back under it is the center fielder Isaiah Jackson, who makes the third out. The Raptors get a run, though, a solo shot from Matt Olive as they cut the lead to 8-4 as we head to the top of the ninth here on WFHR.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
As we return to the top of the ninth inning here on WFHR, Joey Fear with you. So, a new pitcher is in store for the Rafters, Alec Burnett at Wagner College. And a guy that making his Northwoods League debut out of Columbus, Indiana, a graduate student. And before Wagner, he was at University of Indianapolis. He was a four-time academic All Great Lakes Valley Conference selection, two-time Great Lakes Valley Conference Brother James Gaffney Distinguished Scholar. Here in the Great Lakes Valley Conference Council of Presidents Academic Excellence Award. So guy with all the scholarly awards, and now is called upon here on the top of the ninth. So Burnett will step in and make his first pitch across the way for a strike on Isaiah Jackson. And Jackson, well, he has been impressive. He had a two-run shot. Other than that, though, he struck out and grounded out, but 0-1 across the plate for the second strike. 0-2. No balls, two strikes. The set from Burnett. The 0-2. Swing and a ball popped up into shallow center. Running under it is Ty Johnson, who makes a routine catch for the first out. As the right fielder Corbin Dickerson is due up, batting right-handed. And Dickerson, he also had a home run today. He had a solo shot right after Isaiah Jackson hit a two-run shot. They basically both hit him into right center field. So the Louisville product, who flew out, struck out, home run, and a double as well. So Burnett throws a ball down low, 1-0. One out. The 1-0, way outside. Two balls and no strikes. Burnett will reset down in the count, the 2-0. Swing and a ball popped up out on the right side. Running under it is Jack Basir, who wasn't able to make the catch. 2-1 here with one out. Top of the ninth, Madison Mallard's lead over the Rafters, 8-4. They've out-hit the Rafters 12-7 as well. With one error. Rafters have not committed an error, but the pitching to start the game was tough. Wentworth had a tough day. Gave up 7 runs inside for a ball, 3-1. One out, the 3-1, swing, ball foul tipped on the backside into the knee of Duffy. That's going to put the second strike here at a full count with one out. Nineteen combined hits between these two teams, 12 runs. Mallards, unfortunately, have been on the front foot. And strike number three, Burnett, getting it going. This is going to bring up the first baseman in Jake Goolsby. So two down here for the Rafters in the top of the ninth. They're going to need a rally in the bottom half of this inning, or they will fall to 2-5. Can they get going? Burnett on Goolsby. A ball and no strikes. The 1-0. And that was a pitch clock violation, which allowed a ball. The second ball came in for a ball. So two balls and no strikes. With two outs. First pitch clock violation. We've seen this here. The 2-0 way outside for three balls and no strikes. Two outs here on this busy day at Witterfield. The 3-0 is a strike on the outside zone, 3-1. The 3-1. Swing and a miss. There is down low. Got him for the second strike, so hold on for Burnett to fight back in this count. Make it 3-2 with two outs. The full count serve downstairs in the dirt for the fourth ball. That's going to put Goolsby on first. And now batting Canyon Brown, the catcher. Is that a base hit? RBI. Been walked and grounded out twice today out of North Carolina A&T. Two outs. That hits the inside shoulder of Brown. So Brown is hit by pitch, will take first, put Goolsby on second. Now bringing the shortstop, Mikey Kluska. Had a base hit on his last plate appearance. 1-for-4 today. Kluska, the shortstop, the right-hander. So Goolsby's on second. Brown is on first. Pitch on the way, swinging a ball foul backwards. In foul territory. So no balls, a strike. B-0-1. Down in the dirt. Once again, so a ball and a strike. On a frustrating afternoon here in Wisconsin Rapids. A 1-1 deal and the pickoff attempt from Duffy over to first. It looks like Kluska went. And he did go for the second strike. So one ball and two strikes here in the top of the ninth. Rafters 8. Rafters 4. Mallards 8. So the 1-2, outside upstairs. Ball comes in high for the second ball. So, top of the ninth here. Rafters allowed two runners on. Goolsby on second. Brown on first. A 2-2. And once again, that hits the backside of Kluska. That's going to put bases loaded here in the top of the ninth. Two runners were hit by the pitch in back-to-back. So, Kluska on first, Brown on second, and Goolsby on third. This is going to put up Michael Gupton. Sees the ball upstairs. 1-0. Rafters not looking to make their job any harder than it already is in the bottom of the ninth as the second ball is on the way. So two balls and no strikes. Bases are juiced for the Mallards in the top of the ninth here. And Duffy having a word with Burnett. It's been frustrating for the Rafters today. They were down 7-1, just haven't been able to come back. They gave up six runs in the top of the third. Two balls, no strikes. The 2-0 serve across the plate for a strike, 2-1. Burnett will step off the mound, regather. The 2-1 serve, swinging a ball popped up on the backside. Out in foul territory. Get this count back up at 2 apiece. The 2-2. Down low for a third strike. So Burnett not able, not allowing any Madison Mallards to get home, but the Mallards still lead 8-4 as we head to the bottom of the ninth here on WFHR.
If you have sustained an injury or have joint pain, you may need Wisconsin River Orthopedics. After a thorough examination, you may be prescribed therapy. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features their own in-house therapy center, staffed by experienced occupational and physical therapy professionals. If you need surgery for your ailment from one of their four surgeons, you may need therapy afterwards. Call 715-424-1881 or go to wroinstitute.com. 715-424-1881. Relieving pain and restoring lives.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds, June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation, June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
We return to the top of the bottom of the ninth here on WFHR as a pitching change here for the Mallards looking to close out this game. Rashad Ruff, number 15, out of Coppin State University and a rising redshirt senior from Moreno Valley, California. So can the Rafters get four runs? That will be the question. They have struggled as Brandon Rogers will be up. And starting in the top of the batting order, Rashad Ruff and a Coppin State. So can Rogers start things off here? Eight to four. Mallard's lead. Iowa Western product has to get things going. Rafters need a big rally here in the bottom of the ninth. If so, they will drop to 2-5. Can't have that. As Ruff throws a fastball right across the plate for the first strike, 0-1. Ruff, the 0-1, way inside upstairs for a ball. A ball and a strike. Off-speed pitch, a 77, came in from Ruff as he sets and deals the 1-1. Comes in out of the zone, 2-1. The 2-1 from Ruff, swinging ball popped up out behind home plate in foul territory, 2-2. So the Mallards looking to get back to winning ways. They've dropped the past two. They started the season 3-1, dropped two, and got swept by the Chinooks, a series where the Rafters split as ball popped up backside for a foul. Two balls and two strikes. The 2-2 upstairs. Ball comes in high. For three balls and two strikes, that came in at 91 miles per hour. A leadoff walk would be good for the Rafters, or a hit. Can they get a runner on here? A full count serve upstairs, and Rogers will take first. And a guy that has been known to steal bases at a high percentage rate will take first now. So Rogers will take first. Johnson, who hasn't been able to record a hit today, he struck out once, grounded out twice, and he's been walked. So Johnson, the left-hander, Rogers, a big leadoff at first. Swinging a ground ball through second and third, rounding second to Rogers. The throw from Gupton to third is not in time. Rogers will take third and Ty Johnson on first. So perhaps can the Raptors get things going? Excellent base running from Brandon Rogers and the speed being put on display. So Rogers is on third, Ty Johnson on first. And Canyon Brown making some signals over to Rashad Ruff. Opportunity here for the Rafters. They're going to need four runs. Ty Johnson gets a base hit. So this is going to do up to Jack Basir, who struck out twice and grounded out twice as well, is up. The 1-0, foul tipped behind home plate, 1-1. So Rogers at third. Ty Johnson, the center fielder at first. So two runners on for the Rafters, the 1-1, and a curveball comes in, and Basir swung at it late for the second strike. So 1-2 here. Rogers in prime scoring position. A base hit surely sends one home. The 1-2, foul tipped out on behind home plate in the backside at the back track. Stays here at 1-2. After fans have been itching at something to cheer about, their team has been down the entire game. The 1-2, swinging a ground ball over to Ruff. Rogers gets home, and Ruff dishes it over to first, and he gets Basir out at first. So Rogers will get home. Ty Johnson advances to second, but one down for the Mallards. Now putting up Chris Conniff. They need Conniff, who was the first Rafter to cross home plate. Chris Kahn off the shortstop. He started off his day with a double. Swung at it outside for a strike 0-1.